Warning, the podcast you're about to hear is, well, frankly, it's a mess. It was our attempt at a Christmas spectacular, and, well, Jimmy, don't be so hard on yourself, lad. It is quite good. Uncle Pat. Okay. I'm sorry. Let me start over. In the words of the immortal sailor/philosopher Popeye, it is what it is, and it's all that it is. We hope very much you will enjoy what we have brought you. Back to the warning. Warning, the podcast you are about to hear contains naughty language. It will cause you not to drink your eggnog and probably put you right on Santa's naughty list. If you are not of age and do not think this is appropriate, or if you are of age and you are a teenager who is sticking this in your parents' basement, well, we can't condone that. But anyway, please enjoy our podcast and a Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Sadir al-Fidel, Happy whatever, and Merry Gay Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Recorded live.
Alright, you two, we're doing this live on the Good, the Bag, and the Geeky podcast feed. Alright, so, are we ready to sing the song?
I say we are.
I'm so glad you asked me to sing again, even after last
year. They'll regret such an action later. Mm-hmm. Again. But guys, we're going to kick some ass and take some names.
Alright, yeah. Oh, but you know, wait a minute. Kick-ass Christmas, they didn't really go well together, Nathan.
You know, it may not, but let's kick-ass for Santa. Ooh. How about we kick-ass for Jesus? We'll kick-ass for Jesus.
My Lord.
Exactly. This reminds me of this time on Star Trek.
Jimmy, please, God, for once, no Star Trek.
And then he
this has nothing to do with Star Trek, okay, Jimmy?
And became possessed by the Messiah.
Jim!
And that's what happened on...
Jimmy!
That's how it happened on Deep Space Nine!
Christmas time is near, time for toys and time for cheer. We've been good, but we can't last. Hurry Christmas, hurry fast. Want a plane that loops the loop?
Me, I want a hula hoop.
Really?
We can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Guys, that was so awesome. I wasn't even as flat as I usually am.
I know. Good job, Jim.
You know that one time Deep Space Nine, there was a loud thing in Big Bob's
tape.
And he said,
we're going
tonight for the series finale. Is this right off?
Get that damn dog of yours out of here.
He just wants to sing. Maybe he's not true that had a dream. Maybe his dream is to sing.
You know what? Or maybe his dream is to, like, his own
dog. Oh, now that's not very nice. You apologize right now.
I'm sorry. Okay?
Tired of planes that loop de loop.
I don't like those hula hoops.
Oh, come on.
Hey, can hardly stand the wait. Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, guys. Nathan's still trying to do this pesky Christmas.
Yeah!
Alright, guys, now cut that out. Come on, this is serious, alright?
You can help out.
You can help out. We want you, Ashley.
Okay.
Christmas, Christmas time is here. Time for joy when signs appear.
That's not
we've been good, but we can't last. Merry Christmas, hurry fast.
Want a life-size deep space time.
Although we wouldn't mind 7
guys,
actually, Voyager wasn't as good as Shadow.
Guys, come on.
Please, Christmas, don't be late.
Let's get out of here.
Okay, let's go.
Christmas, don't be late. We make it hard.
You've got to be kidding me.
Hey everyone, welcome out to the Good, the Bad, and the Geeky Christmas Spectacular. It's going to be amazing. I'm your host with the most, Nick Nitro. Along with me are my co-hosts,
Jimmy
and
John.
And we also have special other co-hosts with us. We have
guest hosts.
Nathan.
And Wendy.
Now freaking time to
go. Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah. It's not like Great Drive.
Yes. Yeah, and what we just
10 minutes away.
I don't care.
All right. And what we just heard
was the Dribble for Kids. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's okay. You take over. I mean, it's only my baby.
Jimmy.
This is Nick's special holiday spectacular. He's got these great schedules all outlined for us so that we can do the way he wants to do it.
Nothing that Jimmy would actually do in real life at all. Can I just
Nick
say that?
Nick has got a schedule, and we must stick to it to make this as awesome as possible for
I don't think
there
are any typos.
We also have in the studio today with us Mr. Know-It-All to host the entire show.
That's right. Where the heck's my alcohol? I thought you said I'd have alcohol available
here
in my trailer.
Mr. Know-It-All, here's a beer.
Well, thank you. I'll be in my trailer. My trailer is out back, isn't it?
We don't really have a trailer. There's a Fred Hall closet over
that
there.
That wasn't even a sound effect, ladies and
you
gentlemen.
You want to use
that
the Fred
was
Hall
the
closet,
sound
Mr.
of a real beer opening.
Thank you very much. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, so Mr. Know-It-All has this. Now,
he
many
is
people
not,
think.
He is not here right now. Or a key for this.
Actually, many people think. We need to bring Mr. Know-It-All back out of his trailer.
Get him.
Many people think that Nick and Mr. Know-It-All. Many people think that Nick and Mr. Know-It-All are the same person.
That's not true.
That is not true.
That's not
Mr.
true.
Mr. Know-It-All, come back out.
I just want you to know that John McCain is coming back in the polls because he got some major endorsement. Isn't that lovely?
Isn't that nice? Isn't that swell?
Isn't that
lovely?
And for the record, it's actually delightful, delicious, and lovely.
That's why you're Mr. Know-It-All.
And don't you forget it too, Mr.
See, that proves once and for all that Nick and Mr. Know-It-All are two separate
that
people.
That proved amazing things, Jimmy. Thank you so
that
much.
That was not
for that.
5 seconds.
5 seconds? What are you talking
that
about?
That was
the show.
That best director in the world.
What must be said is this show is completely live. Everything that's happening in it is happening in real time.
I'm very excited.
So what you're saying is this is live.
This is live.
This is beyond live. Like,
pre-recorded.
I've got a keyboard.
I've
got a keyboard and a clarinet ready to go. John's got his guitar ready to go. We're just going to record the songs as we go.
I'm vocally prepared. Totally.
Yeah, right.
Are you vocally prepared, co-host Wendy?
As you know, yes, I'm very vocally prepared.
She is vocally prepared. This is going to be, Oh my God. God, I mean,
so
you guys.
Much to drink.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, guys, you were told, this is supposed to be nice and sort of wholesome for once.
Don't
ruin
my Christmas, I have sorrow.
None of the rest of us have been drinking, Wendy.
Yeah, Wendy. You're
Christmas,
ruining,
you
Winnie, come on, don't ruin Christmas. Think of all the little children that might listen to this.
Have you ever noticed in the 12 days of Christmas, all the presents?
All
the presents
finish
are
your
birds and slaves? What the hell is up with that? Who needs more birds and slaves?
America.
That was a bad joke.
That was a bad joke.
You're ruining Christmas.
Yeah. Baby Jesus is going to cry.
He is going to cry.
You know what? I think we need some holiday spirit right now.
Just make sure you are a man.
I think we need some holiday spirit. Let's listen to John Mateen play a little Christmas classic for us.
Let's listen.
Right. Let's listen, John. Woo!
Here I go.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw him, you might even say it glows. And all of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, you'll go down to history. But Rudolph, he didn't go for that. He said, I see through your silly games. But how can you look me in the face when only yesterday you called me names? And all of the other reindeer men, they sure did feel ashamed. But Rudolph, you know we're sorry. We're truly gonna try to change.
Yeah, that was great. John, that was awesome, John.
Hello, everybody.
He needs a tuba.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Uncle Patrick. You
I'm Jimmy Patrick. I'm from Ireland.
That's so
Uncle,
bad.
Uncle Patrick, why are you here? Well, I thought ye all were on a special Christmas show tonight.
You're the worst I've ever heard.
I am not here.
I wanted to do a little something with you.
Uncle Patrick, go home.
You know, it is not a Christmas show until you have the alcohol.
If this was England, I'd tell you to leave Ireland.
Yeah. I'd tell you to go to your flat.
Guys, be nice to my Uncle Patrick. Yes, be nice
crunchies.
To me.
He's old and he likes haggis. He likes haggis. Who likes haggis?
He doesn't like haggis.
Haggis
I don't like haggis, you fool.
Haggis
is Scottish.
Haggis.
I am Irish.
Why are you here, Uncle Patrick?
What I would like you all to do is do a Christmas shop.
Are you making out with Minnie or the Blarney Stone?
No, I have not been making out with the Blarney
Stone. Wait, that's not even Scottish.
Let's do a
Christmas shop. That's different country, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's do a Christmas shop. Yeah, Uncle Patrick, I want to do a shot of Black House. Does anybody else want to do a shot of Black House?
Hell yeah, bitch.
No, guys, no. No shots of alcohol.
I think we should.
Come on, Winnie's already, we don't need any more alcohol.
I'll take one.
Here you go.
Of course Winnie does. She's an alcoholic.
Here is a shot.
Good Black House makes her clothes fall off.
That is a big shot.
It's a
big shit.
Uncle, guy, come on, don't cut. Don't cut. It's Christmas. It's Christmas.
And here you go, Nathan, and here you go, Jonathan. And here's one for my special nephew, Jimmy. Nick, are you sure you want to be joined?
I don't
want to
join you for a shot.
Oh, come on, Nick. Uncle Patrick's here. He wants us to do a shot.
Uncle Patrick, I'm sorry. You're old, and if you were Scottish, you'd eat haggis, and I don't want your shot.
Well, you know what? I'm not Scottish.
And you're ruining Christmas like everybody else. John, you are the only one who has not ruined Christmas tonight.
I ruined Christmas.
You have ruined Christmas by drinking.
Give him some time.
And you're drinking again.
Christmas is all about alcohol.
No, it's not.
Ye lass, thank you very much for back in the
house. I love baby Jesus.
It is. So,
oh, that's not. Now stop it. Now, that's not very nice either. You're all ruining Christmas.
You're not very pretty.
We're not ruining Christmas.
I'm not a girl, so I'm glad I'm not pretty.
Good, I'm glad too.
What? What?
Oh, Dane wanted me to get you a
what the fuck are you?
We're gonna stick to your schedule, Nick. We're gonna do
you
it.
You just said the F word.
Okay!
Well, you're making me mad! Oh my god, okay.
Hey guys,
calm down.
Guys, let's leave.
Oh, let's stick to my schedule.
He's been on the edge. He's been busy.
I'm on the edge.
Okay, laddies and lassies. Okay, laddies and lassies, let's do a shot like we used to do. It's my old fraternity at Scotland. Our Ireland Yule.
Oh my god!
Here's to love, to cherish. To honor, to get an honor, to stay an honor, and if you don't come in her, come on her.
You suck.
Nick, or Nathan, you know my old fraternity toast.
I do, and you are slurring.
That was the same fraternity that Nathan and I were in. We had that same toast. Okay, Uncle
Good
Patrick,
grammar.
Let's take our shot.
Good grammar.
Yes, here
Jimmy,
we go. Let's
Uncle
take the
John.
Shot on the count of
Wait,
three.
Who are you?
One, two.
Good luck.
Oh, Jimmy, big boy, you need to learn to handle your shots.
Yo.
Go.
I'm okay. Okay, so now that I think you heathens here are
Wendy
ruining
Wendy is a lightweight hoe.
Wendy totally cannot different. Handle the Black House.
I'm not
okay.
You heathens here are ruining Christmas. I think you have forgotten what the season is all about. I'm
you
with my
that?
Boy Nicholas here, who I says the season is about family and Christ. I think my old fraternity brother, Pat Godwin, could teach us a thing or two about putting Christ back in Christmas. What do you think, Nicholas?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Okay, let's my Uncle Patrick's old friend, Pat Godwin.
I can.
Oh my god, hey, my knife
out! Let's put Christ back in Christmas, right back where he belongs. Let's put Christ back in Christmas, and back in your favorite Christmas songs. Frosty the Snowman was Jesus Christ's best friend. He stood there melting by the cross until the very end.
Hey!
Ho! Ho! You better not shout, you better not cry, you better not pout, I'm telling you why. Jesus Christ is coming again.
Again!
Again! One more! Let's put Christ back in Christmas today! Right back where he belongs. Let's put Christ back in Christmas, and back in your favorite Christmas songs.
Take it, Pat!
Jesus, the long-haired savior, had a very shiny glow.
And if you ever saw it, he would call it a halo. Halo! Let's put Christ back in Christmas.
The true meaning of the season.
Right back where he belongs. Let's put Christ back in Christmas. And back in your favorite. And back in your favorite. And back in your favorite Christmas song.
Jingle bells go to hell if you do not pray.
Thank you, gunman. I need a drink.
Pat Godwin.
What a great, great Christmas song. Thank you for sharing that with Uncle, with you, Uncle Patrick. You're welcome, Daddy. I'll be in the John if you need me.
I know why I want it.
Sorry. Well, thank you. That was pretty cool that Uncle Patrick showed up. I didn't expect him to show up.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
Not even cold.
Uncle Patrick!
Hey, let's do another shot. I know Uncle Patrick's not here, but I'm all for it.
Oh my god.
Let's get shit-faced. For
okay, no, we're gonna stick to the schedule, okay? No, Mr. Know-It-All is coming up next.
No, it's not.
Oh, that's right.
You told me I could play my clarinet, Nick.
All right, well, we'll do that. Fine, we'll do that first.
Wendy,
you can sing, too.
Wendy, would you like to join me?
I would love to sing.
You know, using my unusual talents.
What song are we singing?
We're going to do Where Are You Christmas, and using my special talents, I'm going to do the clarinet and the keyboard part at the same time.
There you go.
That is amazing.
I'm going to play the clarinet and the keyboard. Don't deep throat the microphone. We're going to play clarinet and keyboard.
She likes to put it in her mouth and rub it all around.
Where are you?
Hey. Let's save that for the clarinet when he gets
it
out.
Okay, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, can we have some order, please?
Are you ready?
Thank you.
Are you Christmas? Why can't I find you? Why have you gone away? Where is the laughter you used to bring me? Why can't I hear music play?
Thank you.
My name is not Nathaniel. John the Fact Hard.
Wait. That's not funny at all. Guys, this is Christmas. Come on. He's the only one left with gay Christmas beer who's not been, like, cussing or whatever.
Oh, my God. Nathaniel. That shot killed me. Here, John,
Nathaniel, that's not very nice.
John's already done four
shots.
John's done four shots.
Oh, my God.
John, why did you keep doing shots while I was playing that song?
Okay, you know what? We're gonna cut to Mr. Know-It-All because this is getting nuts.
We gotta get him out of the closet.
He's not in the closet.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not.
Jimmy, you're in the closet.
No, that was his dressing room.
Jimmy, why don't you
come out? I wasn't saying Mr. Know-It-All was gay, despite the rumors with him and that squirrel. I was just being he's actually in a closet because we have a dressing trailer ready for him.
That's not even work.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, I'm sorry.
But he's been hiding in our cloak closet for half the show because...
Maybe if you wouldn't lie to him saying that we could get him a trailer, that would be amazing.
We didn't have a trailer. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little drunk.
Yeah, you
do. That was a beautiful song. Mr. Know-It-All is going to answer your questions if we can get him out of the trailer. I'll get him out of the trailer.
Compelling.
Mr. Know-It-All! Come on out and answer our questions!
Yes, now you want Mr. Know-It-All. After promising tons of really cool things like a trailer and free booze. I don't get any of that. You know, JT and Scott never just treated me that way. By the way, they can be found at the GigCast, www.thegigcast.com. They treat me with love and respect. Here I just get, hey, do your bit and get it over with. Where's the free stuff? I
need just to get on to my agent. Know-It-All.
Fine, you talked me into it. All right, and for the record, in an effort to get some Christmas cleaning done around here for the new year, let's examine some answers to our listener mail, shall we? And before we really get into those answers, this is the last time we're doing collective questions on will they, won't they questions. As in, will I get with my boyfriend? Will I get with my girlfriend? I don't know. Yes, I'm Mr. Know-It-All, but I'm not a fortune teller for the love thick. If you want that, watch Friends, seasons 1-9. Alright, our first question comes from Jasmine. Jasmine wants to know, dear Mr. Know-It-All, I have a question I would like to know. Will Tom and the love of my life ever be together again? No. Molly then asked, does anyone fancy me and why? I'm sure people fancy you. Why, I'm not sure, though. Phil asked, how far is Luxembourg from one end to the other? Why, looking on this map, Phil, I'd say it's about as far 2 shades short of my index finger. Nick Rogers then asked, does Katie fancy me? I don't know. Should she? And then Danielle asks, what is my sister's name? Daniel, if you really have to ask that, I think you may have some serious brain problems. Have you perchance hit your head rather hard? Upon watching multiple episodes of House MD, it is safe to say that perhaps that you have a rare extreme case of lupus. Laura wants to know, why does that lad keep messing me around? Does he really love me, or is he just trying to make me feel bad and make fun of me? He thinks you're stupid and fat. Or maybe you've stolen my Twinkies and I'm just mad at you for it, so I lash out. I'm sorry. Perhaps Dr. Phil can help. He's on speed dial somewhere around here. Oh, wells. And that's all the questions for the new year. Now remember, if you have a serious question for Mr. Know-It-All, a.k.a. nothing to do with love advice, go to the link. Alright, I'm out of here. I'm back to my trailer. And by the way, for the record, this is not a real trailer. Do you know this is a closet? I just want to say, alright, goodbye.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All. Those were some great answers to some great questions.
Nathan. God darn it. First Mr. Know-It-All, then you, and then Wendy and the alcohol, and then, like, you, Jimmy, and your damn Uncle Patrick. Oh, my God.
Nathan, what do you call it?
Oh, my God.
Shots in a row. Wendy
blows.
That's exactly
oh my God! This is so horrible.
That's awesome.
I got the cat drunk.
What do you
guys
say?
Yeah. Least suddenly we forgot to announce when we announced our host this Sunday.
No.
Okay. You know what, John? Won't you spread some more Christmas cheer by playing another Christmas song? Okay.
I'll see what I can do. Can you play another Christmas song for us?
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
I thought it was very nice too, John. Shut up, his Rudolph was fantastic.
You're tone deaf.
I'm not tone deaf. Shut up, it's John's turn.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue just thinking about you. Decorations are red on a green Christmas tree. Won't be the same, dear, if you're not here with me. And when the blue snowflakes start falling, that's when those blue memories start a-calling. You'll be doing alright with your Christmas alone. white, but I'll have a blue, blue Christmas. You'll be doing all right with your Christmas of white, but I'll have a blue, 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 blue Christmas.
Ruin his beautiful song.
That was not the way to end such a beautiful song, yeah. Wendy.
I'm sorry.
What'd you play?
Blue Christmas.
You were sitting right here.
I don't know titles.
Oh, well.
You know, that's not very nice.
You know, it's not really fair that I don't... Why has Uncle Patrick been in the bathroom for so long?
He's taking a shit. He can just stay in there.
Yes.
Fact trick.
Well, I...
You know what?
You know what? John's done his music. Nick has done his. And Mr. Know-It-All, wink, wink, Nick, has done his bit. But I don't get to do anything because I'm no good with singing in voices.
Then why don't you do...
Let my nephew Jimmy do a song for you, Earl. I'm yelling, I'm coming out, but I'm only in mid-shit, so I will be right back in the bathroom. But I would like to hear a song from my nephew Jimmy.
There's a turd hanging from his
there body. Is a turd.
Oh my god. He is prairie dogging it.
Uncle Patrick,
oh my god.
Please go back to the bathroom and wipe yourself. Okay, can I do a song, please? Nick, please. I know it's not
You know
schedule.
What? At this rate, I would rather be sleeping too.
I
want to
do a song.
Okay, fine. You just do your song. God, yeah, go for it.
It's hard to be tone deaf on Christmas. Nick Nitro won't let me sing any songs. I can't sing on our podcast. Nick and John do all the work. I just sit around and watch them feeling like a jerk. They say that I can't hit a note to save my life. I'm tone deaf, really tone deaf on Christmas. Doing bits are nice, but why is it that when the guitar comes out, I leave the room? Instead of singing songs, I have to sit there quietly. When I try to make music, they all make fun of me. And what the fuck is up with writing all the lyrics? They won't let me sing. I'm tone deaf. Really tone deaf. I can't be merry, 'cause I can't hit an F on Christmas.
Hey there, Jimmy, I couldn't help but hear you're feeling left out because of your ear. You can't hear the notes that the songs contain. That's okay, there's something wrong with your brain. It's nice to be tone deaf on Christmas. You don't have to deal with the seasons at all. You don't have to spend those countless hours recording songs after the show. You don't have to listen to me while I'm ordering around John like a hoe.
Yeah, and I don't have to take orders from you and smell your sticky breath while you harmonize.
That's right. Your tone, hey!
I'm extremely off key.
Filled dead air. Well, I have to go pee. Yeah, goodbye.
On Christmas. Because I'm only tone deaf on Christmas, you know. What's so funny, John?
Nothing so at all.
Wasn't that beautiful? See, I can sing more songs.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. There's the toilet flush. Here comes Nick. Was, Nick, don't you think that was pretty good? Can I sing some more songs for you?
Songs suck. You're such a nerd.
To me, nerd stands for not even remotely dorky. So I'll take that as
never ever receiving
dildos.
What? That's how nerd is a compliment to me. I don't mind.
Call him a geek.
Not even remotely.
Don't he has geek. No reply.
I do have a reply.
Jimmy, you're a geek.
I am a great.
You eat raw fish.
A geek. I am a great eater. I don't know, I'm too fucking drunk to answer, geek.
A dork is a whale penis.
Nerd,
it is. I am half the height of a whale penis.
John, Nathan, you're drunk.
John, can you, like, try doing another Christmas song?
I mean, I'm
no,
five
we don't
inches
have
shy of a whale
penis.
A whale penis is actually 7 feet
Hey,
long.
You know what? We're over halfway done with Nick's schedule already, and Nathan and Wendy haven't done anything for the show. I think they should do something.
I've already did.
What should you guys do?
Yeah, I
come on, party. This is a live show. I want you to improv some kind of bit or song. It's all the next 3 minutes are all up to you.
3 minutes, eh?
Yes.
I'm tiny.
Go. It's you two.
Can I do useless facts?
You can do whatever you want. This is your
did
best.
You know that when you whisper, it actually takes more energy and it actually puts more of a stress on your vocal cords rather than if you just speak normally.
Really?
I found out, yeah, and I found
out. Did you know the human head weighs 8 pounds?
That is a myth.
I need another rum and coke to wash down the
shower. It is part of it, but you're just sitting there being not slim. And
I looks
oh!
I'm kidding. It's from a movie.
No.
It's from a movie.
Well,
they've lost it.
It's from a movie.
Yeah.
No. No.
You know what,
Nathan?
My hand is resting on
it. You know what? The studio is not protected for sound, so. Let's imagine that it is, and you're ruining Christmas!
I'm sorry.
My God, we are all ruining Christmas.
Do a bit!
Oh, I got my room.
Say something.
Wendy has an amazing singing voice. I could masturbate her singing voice.
You just said
you're I'm kidding.
You're gonna imagine you're amazing.
I'm just drunk.
We
so is John.
You're ruining our 3 minutes.
So is Nathan.
By the way, we're done.
No, we're not done.
Oh,
you're fine. Hey, I got an idea. John, you know how Mick does that Mr. Know-It-All thing? I mean, Mr. Know-It-All is separate. We never get to do voices. Let's do an impression off.
Oh, I'm sure Jimmy can do it. Hey, Jimmy, do an impression of a man.
No! Wait. I'm a man. No, let's do an impression off.
Voice, it's...
Okay, we can all do an impression off, except for Nick. He's disqualified. Okay, first.
I'm better than you.
This is my first impression.
Because I rock.
This is my first impression. This is not Bullwinkle. It is Nick as Bullwinkle. You ready? Hey there, guys. I'm coming from you from Frostbite Falls. Was that just like Nick as Bullwinkle?
That's dead on.
That would be great if I really was Bullwinkle.
You know what? Here's Nathan. I'm the biggest idiot ever. Totally
I'm not going to wash my dirty pots and pans. I'm going to leave them in the sink for Wendy to do.
Hey, you know
I'm Wendy. I have to make sure the Christmas lights are on all night long for no apparent reason.
Wendy.
And thus raise the...
Wendy,
I hear you.
Nick leaves
his dishes in the sink. He never finishes washing them.
Us, I do.
John, do an impression.
Wait, Nate, I'm going to drink 4 years.
Guys, quiet, John's going to do an impression.
Nathan, okay. Okay, Nate.
My impression of Jimmy.
Hey.
Catfish? Yes.
Catfish, not fish. It's E-E, not
here
I.
Here he goes. I hate black people.
Hey. That is
a funny
I
swallow. I swallow, Jimmy Dale.
I'm drunk.
Oh, wait.
But
you can't, they can't drunk, see that.
They were closed.
If I wasn't so drunk.
Did you say he swallowed?
If I wasn't so drunk.
Wait, listen there, Wendy.
Kwanzaa.
Merry Christmas,
Hanukkah,
Kwanzaa.
What is Kwanzaa? It's.
Kwanzaa
you know,
is a black.
I have black friends, and none of them celebrate Kwanzaa.
This is a train wreck.
Kwanzaa's not a real holiday. Fuck. Fuck, fuckity, fuck, fuck. Merry fucking Christmas.
We didn't do that edit thing in
the beginning. I go around the world. What's the Mr. Garrison song? Merry fucking Christmas. Eat some something, drink eggnog, and pass it to the missus.
I think we're off the schedule.
Are we off the schedule?
I didn't realize.
We're, that's because we're all drunk except
hey,
for
John, why don't you please, for the love of God and all that is holy.
I got one more impression.
No.
One more.
No, John, play the song. Play the song, John.
I can do Forrest Gump.
Oh, do Forrest Gump. Do Forrest Gump.
Them on magic shoes.
Okay, I'm gonna do. Okay, when do you do your impression?
I
This is a great impression off. This is the best impression off ever.
You give the best.
I have two more impressions. Two more. Let's start.
This is my impression.
Two more.
This is my impression.
Let Wendy have the impression microphone.
Jerk! Okay. This is my impression. I'm going to do Woody Woodpecker. Nobody's listening. I have a microphone and nobody's listening.
Do your impression.
Turn it off.
Do it.
No, I have it on.
Oh, do your impression.
That was
excellent
me.
Job.
That was
Woody Woodpecker. Okay, wait. First, I've got my impression of Sean Penn.
Peckers, Jimmy.
First, I've got my impression of Sean Penn. Sean Penn. George Bush's blood-soaked underwear. That was my Sean Penn. I can also do Christopher Walken. I like marsupials. Because they're fat. Whatever. Okay. No, wait. I can do Jimmy
what?
Stewart. Because my name's Jimmy and his name's Jimmy.
Are you
Jimmy.
Actually playing the song?
So, Jimmy Stewart.
I don't know.
no one does anymore.
Movie How?
Okay, next on our list is Jimmy's
like
going to bed.
Schedule and
then I have five new schedule.
What is this? Tie Jimmy up and beat him in the face.
You know what? That sounds absolutely fabulous right now.
It
is on the schedule.
Actually, next week,
and we
John
can also tie up
Silent
Dr.
Night, right?
Who
no,
is here?
No, it's John's turn to do Silent Night. Let's follow Nick's schedule because Nick is getting pissed off. Look, he looks furious.
Let's do Silent Night right now.
Okay.
Right now. Thank you, John.
My 5 seconds of silence now.
Okay, let's all sing together.
SSR.
We all need to sing together.
My
ready?
Here
we
go.
Yeah. Silent Night.
No,
you play.
I know. Y'all wait for me to play.
Wait, are we really doing it? Or is this like something we're talking
about?
No,
we're really playing it.
Hold on.
It's live.
Wait till I play.
Okay, play. You're not doing it.
It's Silent Night. Don't you get it?
I'm not doing this anymore, Jimmy. This is horrible. This is absolutely horrible. I'm really fucking pissed off now. This is so fucking bad. You have no fucking clue how horrible this is. This is your schedule, and this is horrible, Jimmy.
We're gonna rein it in with a little Silent Night.
It was gone. It was gone since Uncle Patrick showed up and took a shit on the pot.
Still in the shit.
You're a
thank God.
Silent Night time. Play
Silent
Night. I'm not singing. Writing that anymore. I'm done.
Sit there. Play. Let's do Dick in the Box.
Wendy.
Let's unzip our pants.
Wendy, that would be amazing if I could hear you
Jesse
sing, but I can't.
Dick in the Box. You ready? Let's do Dick in the Box. Wait, I gotta call up as a
middle. Yes, let's do Dick in the Box. 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 Let's do Dick in the Box.
Yeah, Dick in the Box. Step one, got a hole in the box. Step two,
dick in a
put
goddamn
motherfucking.
What do you think you're doing? Nobody's taking this seriously. No one wants to do this fun, old-fashioned family Christmas variety show. No, no. We're all supposed to be in this together sober. This is a full-blown, four-alarm holiday emergency here. I'm not going to press on, and we're not going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny fucking K. And when Santa squeezes his fat white ass down that chimney tonight, all he's going to find are your jolly bunch of assholes shit-faced. Bury on this side of the nut house. Hey, if any of you screw-ups are looking for any last-minute gift ideas for me, I have one. I like Jimmy, the bane of my fucking existence, and the reason for this colossal failure, fired from this show. I want him to wake up tomorrow from his happy holiday slumber on No Melody Lane with all the other gay people and realize that what a disappointment he is, with a big red ribbon cutting off his air supply. And I want to look him straight in the eye. I want to tell him he is a cheap, lying, no good, Ryan, floor flushing, low life, Star Trek looking, ass leading, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood sucking, cat kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat ass, four eyed, stiff laced, spotty list, worm headed sack of monkey shit. He is. You hear that, Jimmy? Through that drunken stupor of yours? Hallelujah. Holy shit. I quit. Where's the goddamn time?
You just ruined the
play.
Goodbye.
You know what, John? You know what, John? We can play with the soundboard. Look, this is the button that goes beep. You ready?
Sure.
Beep. Beep. Every time I hit it, it says beep. Look. Beep. Beep. Hey, look, if I hit this button, I wonder if I'll play that Christmas song we did last year. You ready? Let me hit this button.
Howdy ho, gig casters! Dr. Cranium here! With a jingle for kids' Christmas joy, just for this time of the year. My rhymes are quite silly, and yet still so very sad. Hopefully, I don't make you, fair listener, really quite mad. Meeting our players, who are in fact quite divine,
There's Nick.
I like Skittles.
And best friend Nathan.
We're not getting paid enough.
Who's brother Jimmy?
You actually want me to sing with you guys? I'll be like the next Vic Fontaine from Deep Space Nine, like when he sang The Way You Look Tonight, and everybody started to cry, and then Captain Sisko ran off and got killed, and Cassie was pregnant, and she had him in a dream, and everybody left.
Our story begins, or should I say, takes place in a manner of speaking a jolly old place of snow and reindeer and lights all a-glowing, and then of workshop where outside it is constantly snowing.
I'm a man of reason, and they say 'tis the season to be jolly, but it's folly when you volley for position.
Never in existence has there been such a resistance to ideas meant to free us.
If you could see us, then you'd listen.
Toiling through the ages, making toys on garnished wages. There's no union, we're only through when we outdo the competition.
I make toys, but I've got aspirations. Make some noise, use your imagination.
Girls and boys,
before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf. A full indentured servitude can reflect on one's attitude.
But that silly redhead just makes the fat man look outrageous. Absurd though it may seem, you know I've heard there's even been illegal doping.
And though we're coping, I just hope it's not contagious. You try to start a movement, and you think you see improvement. But when thrown into the moment, we just don't seem so courageous.
I make
toys, but I've got aspirations.
Make
some noise, use your imagination.
Girls and boys,
before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price
to an elf.
You look at yourself,
you're an elf,
and the shelf is just filled with disappointing memories.
I said you're an elf.
Trends come and go, and your friends wanna know why you aren't just happy making crappy little gizmos. Every kid knows they'll just throw this shit away.
Oh, this is a dirty word. We're used to repetition, so we drew up a petition. We, the undersigned, feel undermined. Let's redefine employment.
We know that we've got leverage, so we'll hand the fat man a beverage and sit back while we attack the other lack of our enjoyment. It may be tough to swallow, but our threats are far from hollow. He may thunder, but if he blunders,
he may wonder where the toys went.
I make toys, but I've got aspirations.
Make
some noise, use your imagination.
Girls and boys, before you wish for what you wish for, there's a list for
who's been naughty or nice, but consider the price.
Naughty or nice, but consider the price.
Naughty or nice, but consider the price to an elf.
Yeah!
Fat ass.
Aww.
He meant Santa.
Oh, he is fat.
Oh, brother.
That was the same Christmas song we did last year. That was so funny. Wait, here's a button for the promo for next week. Nick quit. We can do whatever we want. Let's hear what he did for the promo. You ready?
I'm sure it's going to be amazing.
All right.
Next week on The Good, The Bad, and The Geeky.
Excellent.
That was good.
It sucked.
Who did that?
It was Nick's promo, but it sucked. You know what?
Excuse me.
What? It's going to take a miracle.
Give me credit.
We need Nick back to finish the show. The show sucks now. We need Nick. How are we going to get Nick back?
You just say you need Dick.
Nick! We need to get Nick back. How are we going to fucking get Nick back? He's so pissed at me because I got drunk during the podcast.
Why don't you hide?
I think we're going to need a Christmas miracle to get Nick back in the studio.
Nick, if you just come back, we'll get done faster.
Hey, well, I mean, who is that?
Nick, oh, God.
Fuck, I hate him. It's Dr. Phil.
Hey, I'm Dr. Phil.
No, you're not.
Absolutely,
yes, you are.
Oprah.
Shut up.
Dr. You Phil's have here. A problem with self-control,
you need to sit your ass down. And realize
sit your ass down,
you
son.
Are the problem.
You Man. Are the problem.
You Man. Are.
You are the problem.
Why is Jimmy here?
Why are you impersonating me?
I don't know what he really sounds like.
Neither do I.
I watch my TV.
I don't listen to myself in the mirror.
In the mirror.
In the mirror.
I'm bald.
Hey, have you got the end of the
night? Not the top of my head, a
season. When did this erupt into chaos?
When are you coming out of the closet? You have facts.
You have problems.
I have problems. I will come out in a minute, Dr. Phil.
That is good. You need to open up your heart to alcohol.
You know what, Dr. Phil? You're right. I need to open up my heart to alcohol.
Yay.
So... Now, everyone, this is a moment I need to have alone with my heart. It's my heart, and I need to open it up to Alki. Jimmy, give me a shot.
Here you go.
I have opened my heart to alcohol.
Yay!
Now, let's all sing Merry... What's the song again?
Let's sing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas!
Yay!
Can everybody sing with us?
Oh, thing, if Uncle Patrick sings, are you going to sing Uncle Patrick?
Yeah, hey, Uncle Patrick. Thank you so much for inviting me. I'd love to sing with you.
Hey, and who here had that clarinet thing going on?
Well, that was my nephew Jimmy. Yeah, I still have my clarinet out over here. You want me to play?
You have the clarinet? Yeah, won't you play the clarinet?
Okay.
Play the clarinet!
Oh, that's awesome. Let's go.
Yeah.
Woo! Snuggle like Bunny Fucktard sing too. Come on, it's Christmas. Please.
I draw the line.
Okay.
Okay, he can.
Yay! What do you got to say, Snuggle Bunny Fucktard?
That wasn't him. That was you.
That was him.
That was not
Ow,
him.
Ow, he fucking bit me.
Oh,
okay,
listen to my lovely nephew's clarinet playing music.
Oh, that's him,
isn't
huh?
Isn't he wonderful?
Oh, yes, it is.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be
Go have some coffee with cream or...
because I'll tell you something. This is a happy place.
Hey, we never did sing Silent Night.
Here we go.
Is everybody gonna sing?
Yes.
All right.
I thank you for that shot, by the way, because that has empowered me.
Holy night. All is calm.
Wrong verse.
All is night. Crown your virgin mother and child. Holy infant so tender and mild. Heavenly peace. Sleep in heavenly peace.
Maybe this is how it needs to end.